Next time you're down in Moab with the family, maybe enjoying a hike at Arches, take a little detour on Highway 128, and as you cruise east along the Colorado River, you'll see a canyon on the right. It goes by the name Negro Bill Canyon, but not for long. Today, the federal agency responsible for names voted to change it to Grand Staff Canyon. Jason Lee is a member of Utah's Martin Luther King Commission, and he's been advocating for the switch for the last 5 years. He says it's been an eye-opening process.
What I found out was that, A, there are hundreds of these names, of geographic features with names using the N-word and Negro, not just in Utah. I was also told that unless you have local support for the name change, that is, typically, this would be like the Grand County Council, then it was going to be a tough road to hoe. And so I tried on my own, and then I was actually nominated to the King Commission, and we talked about it, but we, until recently, hadn't really thrown our support behind an effort to get the name changed. And we thought it was just time. And though we had not been in contact with the national board, we were glad that the same logic that we used, and that is that we wanted to just have dignity and respect given to a person whose name was being honored by having the trail and the canyon named after them, just use his name. That's the way most people would want it. I don't know anybody who wouldn't be proud to have their name on a canyon and be part of history.
Critics of the change, though, have argued that switching the names sanitizes history. William Grandstaff was a cowboy who frequented the Moab area back in the 1870s. He was black. The Grand County Council has in the past voted against the change, but came out in favor just this year.
I'm sure at one point it would have been a very difficult argument to have. But over time, people recognize that what was acceptable before is no longer acceptable today. And it became less and less acceptable. So I think people in Grand County were supportive of it happening. And it was going to take a little while. And even if it wasn't voted on that way, there was a significant amount of support in the direction of making the name change.
Last year, the BLM made a similar change on signs that marked the canyon's trailhead. But within days, vandals had torn down the new sign.